Hello, and welcome to the Life Organized with Lisa podcast. I'm Lisa Seely, and organizing is my superpower. I'm a busy mom who has figured out how to do all the things and keep important things from falling through the cracks. I'm here to give you tips, tricks, and practical advice about how to organize your entire life. I also talk about productivity, time management, and planning because these are all related to organization. You can find my website at lisaseely.com. That's lisaseely.com. I'm glad you're here. Today, I'd like to give you some productivity tips for work-at-home professionals. If you're a self-employed professional, your livelihood depends on your ability to remain productive consistently. However, it's common for a work session to turn into a blogging session, YouTube video marathon, or even a social media scroll fest. These distractions decrease your productivity and consequently your bottom line. Here are some tips to help keep you on task. Number one, break up with social media. Social media marketing can be valuable to your business, but checking your ex, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok accounts too often can waste hours of your day. Limit the times you allow yourself to check your social media messages and feeds daily. Check for new messages in the morning, during lunch, and in the late afternoon before you quit for the day. Only allow yourself to scroll your feeds before or after work hours. Number two, keep your home office space clean. A cluttered space can actually cause you to be less productive because you're distracted by the clutter. Ensure your workspace is spartan and any unnecessary paperwork is put somewhere else, such as a file cabinet or drawer. Make it a daily practice to clean off your desk before you shut down for the day. Coming into a clean desk the next day will set you up to be more productive. Number three, define your available hours for your family and friends. If you work at home, you're likely familiar with family members interrupting your work or friends calling to chat during work hours. Make it clear to everyone that when you're working, non-emergency interruptions must wait until your scheduled break time. Number four, minimize all distractions. Turn off your desktop and phone notifications. Put your phone on vibrate and ignore all calls that are not business related while you're working. Use software to block websites that distract you from your work. Number five, work in blocks. Usually, sets of 15 to 45 minutes work the best. Work through this time without bathroom breaks, phone calls, or looking at anything on the internet that is not pertinent to what you're working on. When your block is over, take a short break and then begin working on your next block. Number six, take a 5-minute break each hour. Once you start a project, it can be easy to lose track of time and forget about breaks. However, short, regular breaks are essential to your work's effectiveness and your overall health. Make sure to schedule them. If you want more help with your organizing journey, check out my 7 Expert Organizing Secrets video training or join my 30-day Home Organization and Declutter Challenge. Both are available on my website at lisaseely.com. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Until next time.